Hey everybody, Nate Carter here with today's Cornerstone Connection Daily Devotional. One of the things that I love to do during the summer months is before I start my work day, I like to go out on what I call a prayer walk. I just go out beyond the church parking lot and talk to God out loud in the beautiful morning warm air because it's such a rare experience in this place that we live here in Wisconsin. But once you step off of the church parking lot, before you can go anywhere else on the walk, you have to walk through a cemetery that's right next to the church. And as I'm praying there, I can't avoid looking at some of the headstones that I go past. And a few of them stand out to me. One is I think it was a 12-year-old boy who passed away. And it just reminded me that in some cases, people don't live to a ripe old age. And what grief that family must have gone through as they buried their little boy. Right near that one, there's a couple, a husband and wife, who died within 5 months of each other. And I thought, wow, what mercy of God that a husband and wife wouldn't have to live but just 5 months apart from each other. And just thought, what God was gracious in that situation. Another one that really stands out to me is there's a headstone with a husband and a wife with birth dates but no death dates. And I realized, okay, well, so they've claimed their spot, but they're still alive right now. And I thought about the fact that they've put their headstone there knowing that inevitably they're going to be ending up in the ground. And that's the truth for all of us. And the scripture that always comes to mind as I walk through the cemetery is from Ecclesiastes chapter 7. And the first time I read this, it bothered me. And I've thought about it for years and years and years. I think there's a lot of different ways you can interpret it. But here it is. Ecclesiastes 7, verse 2. It is better to go to a house of mourning than to go to a house of feasting. For death is the destiny of everyone. The living should take this to heart. What a grim statement, isn't it? And yet so true. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. From dust we came, and to dust we will return. And as Pastor Larry said one time, the death rate among humans is still at 100%. And we must all keep within our minds the reality of our mortality. As I walk through the cemetery those mornings, it reminds me that we are all mortal, and that we will, at some point, we will all return to the dust from which we came. And while that seems like probably a pretty grim thing for your Friday morning here, I also think that it is such a healthy thing for us to remember that this is a temporary existence for us here on this planet. And that as followers of Jesus, we can look forward to a new heaven and a new earth, to receiving new resurrected bodies that will not suffer decay. We'll go to a new place where Jesus is making all things new, and there will be no more death, and there will be no more sorrow. There will be no more 12-year-olds in the grave. There will be no more burying of loved ones. There will be no more sadness. There will be no more regret. And we're going to look forward to that after this short time on life is over. And so while it often chokes me up to go through the cemetery and look at the stories that these headstones are telling, I also find it a helpful, sobering reminder of what it means to be human, and yet what it means to be a child of God who has a new life in store for us in beyond this temporal life. So while I guess this could be seen as a bit of a downer, it's also a message of hope to us and a reminder that we're not living for this life. We're living for the life to come. So whatever that means for you today, whether that means that you need not be depressed about the situation you're in right now, whether it means you need not grieve like the rest of the world grieves if you've just lost a loved one, or if you have a loved one who is ill. whether that means for you that you need to be focusing on sharing the gospel to those that you know that don't have that same hope of a new life to come because they don't yet know Jesus. Perhaps it's something else. Keep your mind on those headstones, knowing that at some point all of us will have a year etched in on our headstone, that we no longer walk this earth, but we will have a new life to come. But let's make the most of the days that we have now. I'll end by reading once more from Ecclesiastes 7. It's better to go to a house of mourning than to go to a house of feasting, for death is the destiny of everyone. The living should take this to heart. God bless you, and we'll see you next time on the Cornerstone Connection.